937.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show, and we're starting off the third hour of tonight's program. With you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our number here on Free Talk Live is 855-450-FREE, or you can do like the last caller did and get in touch with us on Skype. You can add lrn.fm on Skype as a contact, and one more time, that phone number is 855-450-FREE. Now, if you like Free Talk Live, you appreciate what we do, there's a way to help out Free Talk Live at no cost to you. It's really easy. All you can do is just visit the link shop.freetalklive.com. There you will find portals where you can enter some popular websites like Amazon and Newegg, and Free Talk Live has affiliate relationships with them, so if you enter through Free Talk Live's portals, then Free Talk Live will get a small credit for whatever you purchase, and it doesn't affect the price that you pay at all. So it's like basically a totally free way to send Free Talk Live a tip. So if that appeals to you, shop.freetalklive.com, and we thank you very much. Not we, Mark and Ian, because they basically get the benefits of this, but I'm just promoting it to be nice because I like Free Talk Live, and I want Free Talk Live to continue. So
thank you.
All right, it is the third hour of tonight's program, and I've given out the phone number already, but just in case you forgot, one more time, 855-450-FREE. Now, gentlemen, I wanted to talk about something that I just saw tonight that I thought was kind of interesting and would make for some stimulating discussion here on the show tonight.
Stimulating?
Well, yeah, it's not exciting in that way, but but it is intellectually stimulating. And I teased this in the last hour. The headline here from the EUtimes.net is UK allows Muslim nurses to not wash to protect their modesty. What do you guys think about that?
I'm agog at the stupidity of that headline.
Yeah.
So you want to find out more about it? The UK Department of Health, and of course, you know, in the UK...
I want you to tell me it's a joke.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid it's real. The UK, of course, you know, the government is explicitly in control of healthcare. You know, they pretty much are, too, in the U.S. It's just that they claim that they're not really totally in control of it. But, you know, let's be honest, there's very little difference between the U.S. and most other countries in terms of the amount of government control in their healthcare system.
I tend to be of the opinion that I'm on like a half and 50-50 guy as far as this political correctness is ruining the country. Like, I think that most of the people that will say something like that are a-holes, but that they're right about certain things, and this is one of them, right? I don't care about your silly little religion or your if you were worried about modesty, you probably should have figured this out the first day of nursing school, that this wasn't going to work out for you, and that you needed a job where you could wear a giant sheet or whatever it is you wear.
And not see patients naked, too, right? Because it's not just your own modesty, it's others, right? Isn't that the idea?
And what kind of modesty are we talking about? The elbows here? I mean, how many men have you, whose, you know, hearts have you set on fire with your forearms?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, if you do and you want to tell us more about how maybe rules about washing hands would apply in the context of Islam, you're welcome to call us at 855-450-FREE. But let me give you a little more detail about this. The UK Department of Health recently announced that it would loosen hygiene rules for Muslim and Sikh doctors and nurses. So actually, this is not just nurses, it's also doctors.
Well, all right, hold on. Just 1 second. I'm constantly flooded. Like, I like to study, I like to dalliance with religions and just study them and see where they come from, things like that. And I am constantly flooded with these books that have titles like Islam and Science, How Islam Predicted All These Scientific Advancements. Yet they can't figure out what Louis Pasteur figured out in the 1800s about washing hands.
Well,
like, somehow that's...
I don't know. I'm not an expert on Islam, but as I understand it, there's nothing against washing people's hands. And in fact, a lot of religions like prescribe hand washing to cleanse the person. But in this context, there's this thing about modesty and covering up body parts. And what they're saying here is from now on, Muslim female staff will not need to wash their hands before procedures, as it compromises their modesty.
Okay. Instead, any kind of, as far as I'm concerned, any kind of religious dictum that compromises the service that I'm getting and that one group can get while another can't is just really not acceptable. I just don't think that's okay. If you're going to give out days off or something like that, oh, well, my religion has, you know, more days off than yours or whatever the heck it is. Okay, if you want to play that game, that's fine. But hand washing, no, no. Then I should be able to say, no, I don't want any Muslim nurses.
Right.
If Muslim nurses can say, I don't want to wash my hands before taking this patient, then the patient should be able to say, look, I don't want any Muslim nurses.
Oh, I wonder how that would go over.
That's going to go really, really badly. Yeah. And this is the problem when it comes to getting involved in human rights. It's your right not to wash your hands. You can never wash your hands. You can play with your poop and wipe it on your face as far as I'm concerned. But it's foul and disgusting to consider for a second that somebody's going to be giving medical attention to somebody and have bacteria or whatever all over their fingers. Their fingernails haven't been properly cleaned. I don't know what the rules are here, but
they're saying that they're going to give them an alternative of wearing disposable plastic over sleeves. So I guess that means like a...
But just the Muslim ones. They were particular about just the Muslim nurses.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Christian nurses don't get to wear the oversleeves.
Yeah, I guess they don't have that option, right? I mean, there's been problems in hospitals in the U.S. for a long time, actually, with people not washing their hands. And it causes an increase in hospital-borne infections. You know, hundreds of thousands of people die every year from infections that they get in hospitals.
Sure.
And, you know, they don't want you to know that, but it's absolutely true. And hand washing is scientifically shown to decrease the incidence of hospital-borne infections.
So did Allah come up with these latex gloves?
I don't think so.
Wait a minute. Yeah, they can't.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, wouldn't you have understood?
You know,
look, I know in the future you're going to do surgery on people. Okay, and you're going to need to protect your modesty. I give you latex gloves. Why didn't that happen?
Didn't have that, Brian.
I read a story recently. Okay, it's not recent. A couple of years ago, there was a story out that said that medical professionals weren't washing their hands enough.
Right.
That they were going in the United States hospitals, and they were looking around and they were watching people wash their hands and they weren't washing them enough. And now we're going to have people not washing even more. I guess latex gloves may be as good of a...
They're not latex, they're plastic.
Okay, plastic over gloves may be better than hand washing as far as I'm concerned. I don't know.
Well,
but why do the Muslims get to do it and nobody else does?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wonder if in practice, like if somebody else wanted to just wear gloves and it wasn't part of their religion, maybe they would be allowed to, but who knows? It seems like a really arbitrary policy. And what do you have to prove that you're Muslim? You know, do you have to take a test on the Quran or something? I'm just not sure. Now, I know that there are some people, like, have you seen, like, people who are working in food preparation, right? And they have these plastic gloves that they wear.
Yeah,
right.
Sometimes they use their hand to grab the food with these gloves on.
Sometimes.
But the problem is, when you're wearing gloves, you tend to have this psychological reaction where you think, oh, I'm wearing gloves. My hands are clean.
Right.
But that doesn't take into account that you have to change the gloves between touching different things. So if you touch raw meat with the gloves and then you touch raw vegetables, well, that's going to be a big problem. But you're thinking in your head, well, I'm wearing gloves, so it's no problem. Right?
Forget. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if the same thing happens with people who work in hospitals.
Well, admittedly, before someone calls in with that, if you are touching red meat, you're not supposed to wear gloves.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Wash your hands?
Yeah, you just generally wash your hands like the grill person who, you know, who handles the raw meat is pretty much quarantined in his own little spot.
Huh, I see. Good to know.
And that's where everybody else is supposed to wear gloves. But then if you're, you know, worried about perhaps bacon touching, you know, your food,
right.
Sorry, that bacon's grabbed with gloved hands, that's grabbing the bun and everything else.
Right.
And that...
Or food allergies, right? Like
right.
Some people are allergic to peanuts or something, and you could touch peanuts with your glove, and even though the food doesn't have any on it, you could still get a reaction.
This is why people have religious prescriptions like parv or halal or whatever. Mm-hmm. They almost never eat out.
Yeah, it's in their
if they're serious about it.
Yeah, if they're serious about it.
Anyway, what do you think of this new policy in the UK where Muslim nurses are not being required to wash their hands? Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
There are some very specific steps I believe you should take as you work toward breaking a bad habit. First, be careful how you talk about the habit you're trying to break. From the beginning of your journey toward freedom, I'm asking you not to say, "This is just too hard for me," or "I'm not sure I can do it." The more you say it's hard, the harder it's going to be. Keep your goal between you and God. I want to reemphasize this point just to make sure that you don't hear it too quickly and miss it. Make it a commitment not to say, "This is so hard. I'm not sure I can do it." Be sure you say something that will help you, like, "I can do this with God's help."
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. On Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything that's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. And you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Our website, one more time, freetalklive.com. And there you can find something that I think a lot of I think Ian and Mark, you really appreciate, which is the AMP program, because what that does is allows the listeners to voluntarily contribute a small amount, you know, $5 a month will do it, to Free Talk Live. But if a lot of people are doing that, it means that you guys have more money to promote the show, to grow it, to get it on more radio stations, to expand Free Talk Live's reach. Yeah. And if you think Free Talk Live is an effective way to spread the ideas of liberty, then you may want to consider the AMP program. And you also get perks.
If you don't think it's an effective way to spread the ideas of liberty, I'd like to hear about the way that's better.
Yeah, Mark at freetalklive.com. Tell Mark why you are not an amplifier.
Well, I don't need you to tell me why you're not an amplifier, but you can tell me what method of spreading the ideas of liberty is a better, more efficient outreach method than Free Talk Live. Because I'm reaching a lot more ears than most folks are.
And you can get a commercial-free podcast as well on the AMP Amplifiers podcast feed, access to the AMP toll-free call-in lines, and there's also a special section of the Free Talk Live BBS, the bulletin board system just for amplifiers. So one more time, it's amp.freetalklive.com.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home if you use Dwolla.com. And all you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account. Maybe you want to go to Walmart or CVS and use MoneyGram to send, I think it's up to $500 a day that you can do through BitInstant.
Yeah.
Some number like that.
Sounds about right.
About right. And you want to send $500 to your Bitcoin software that you've downloaded on your computer. You can do that. Just go to BitInstant.com, tell them you want to, you know, what pick what funding method you have, which is, you know, MoneyGram, Walmart, and tell them where your account is by giving them the wallet address that you want to send the money to, then make the deposit. It's that easy. It's likely to be in your account by the time you get home from making the deposit. Oftentimes it happens that quickly. Sometimes it takes a bit longer. There's no doubt about it.
A bit longer.
BitInstant.com.
All right. Mark, you know, did you have this article about the baby in Sacramento that was taken from its parents because basically it had the flu, or he had the flu, and they wanted to get a second opinion? There was some conflict with the hospital.
Yep.
Can you tell me more about
that? It's going to sound like we're bashing hospitals tonight here on Free Talk Live with two back-to-back.
Well, it may not be that far from the truth.
Well, that's you saying it, doctor, not me.
Hey. You know, there's I understand why there are a lot of people out there who are, like, super unhappy with the customer service that they get from the medical system in the U.S., because a lot of times it's non-existent. People are not feeling like they have a lot of choices, a lot of autonomy, you know, a lot of role in their own health care, which is really, really important.
A lot of times they don't. I've heard so many times people, especially when it comes to wanting to give birth the way they want to give birth.
Yeah, birth is a huge huge thing. You hear so many horror stories. Moms who just, you know, they go in thinking they're going to have a baby, and all of a sudden, all their choices just taken away from them. Doctors are doing things to them that they didn't really consent to. They weren't explained to them. And then it just doesn't go the way that they hoped, and it can be really traumatic.
Well, this is how it goes with this mom.
Yeah.
Not, this is, it doesn't
this
have
is
to do
after the baby was born.
Right. From Sacramento, California, from News10.net. A Sacramento family was torn apart after a five-month-old baby boy was taken from his parents following a visit to the doctor. The young couple thought their problems were behind them after their son had a scare at the hospital, but once they got him home, their problems got even worse. It all began 2 weeks ago, and this article, I believe, is about a week old already, so we'll call it 3 weeks ago, April 25th. So,
I'm guessing,
not even that.
I'm guessing the situation still is not resolved.
I thought that they did get him. They were reunited. Couple fights to get back their baby boy from authorities, so I guess they're still fighting. So
yeah.
I thought
it said they got to visit him.
That's right.
They got custody of him back.
Visiting. It all began, I suspect, after this news story that things will get turned around. I sincerely hoped so.
I hope so.
These local news stories can be very powerful in a particular area.
I really hope so.
So the five-month-old boy, Sammy, was taken to Sutter Memorial Hospital to be treated for flu symptoms. But they didn't like the care that Sammy was getting. The parents didn't. This is Anna Nikolaev and her husband, Alex. And you'll find that they have a bit of a sort of, when they quote them here, they sound Russian-y in the quotes.
Get out your accent, Mark.
Yep. One day, Anna asked why a nurse was giving her son antibiotics. I asked her. So why is it that she's like, I don't know. I'm like, you're working as a nurse. You don't even know what to give my baby for what? And according to Anna, a doctor later said Sammy shouldn't have been given the antibiotics in the first place. So
this isn't uncommon. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of medical errors all, you know, every week in the U.S.
So Anna says Sammy suffers from a heart murmur and had been seeing a doctor at Sutter for regular treatment since he was born. After Sammy was treated for flu symptoms last week, the doctors at Sutter admitted him into pediatric ICU to monitor his condition. After a few days, Anna said the doctors began talking about heart surgery. She didn't really feel like, after one mistake after another, that she wanted to give her baby surgery at the hospital. She didn't feel safe there.
Yeah.
So they're talking about heart surgery, but they're giving her antibiotics. She's not him antibiotics he's not supposed to have.
Right. So they're like, just trust us. We're going to do heart surgery now.
Everything will be fine. Now, of course, all these mistakes likely are being made at all these hospitals, but you're allowed to feel comfortable with whom you're doing business.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially when it's your body or your child's body. I mean, that's something that you can't afford to just kind of place blind faith in people for. And at the very least, like, you know, I think that healthcare providers have a responsibility to talk to their patients about what's going on so that they do understand and so that they do feel comfortable. It sounds like, I've read this story before, and it sounds like what happened is there was a big communication breakdown. Now, whether it's because they're Russian or because the hospital just didn't communicate, you know, I wouldn't be surprised about the latter. Because often, you know, doctors and nurses are super busy. They don't have the time or take the time or whatever to explain to their patients sort of what's going on. And that can go such a long way towards, you know, making sure people are within their comfort zone. But it sounds like that's not what happened here.
Yeah, Anna argued with the doctors about getting a second opinion without a proper discharge. She finally took Sammy out of the hospital to get a second opinion at Kaiser Permanente.
Oh, so they didn't discharge him. She just took him and left.
At some point, that happened.
Yeah, they're not going to like that.
Yeah, but I really got to ask, whose business is it? So I didn't fill out your proper paperwork, but I took my child home with me?
Right.
Well, you know, they probably figured they didn't want to let him go because it might be a liability, right? Like, if they let him out of the hospital and then he got sicker or died, you know, they might get sued for that. So they're probably thinking of that more than the actual health of the child, unfortunately.
Well, it certainly wasn't an insurance issue here in just a moment.
Yeah, and we'll find out what happens here in a moment on Free Talk Live. Our number, by the way, also 855-450-FREE, or Skype us, lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And me, Mark.
Me, Mark. Our number here on Free Talk Live is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Give us a call and bring up anything that's on your mind or Skype LRN.FM.
If you're feeling a little woodsy, you're going to need some outdoor equipment.
I'm feeling woodsy.
Yeah, this weather.
I'm going to be feeling woodsy until Porkfest, after Porkfest.
If you're going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And I'll want my air conditioning.
You're also going to need outdoor equipment. You want to get the name brands. You want to get them at the lowest prices. Who doesn't? Go to ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got everything that anybody needs for camping, hunting, shooting, survival. They've got it at rock bottom prices. Whether it's firearm accessories or optics, boating equipment, apparel, tents, water purification, they've got it. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. We've been working with them for a very long time. Again, ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. Gentlemen, I think we'd like to go right back into this story about the baby in Sacramento who was taken from his parents because as we left off in the story, he had been experiencing flu-like symptoms, also had a heart murmur. His parents took him to the hospital, and there was a series of kind of mistrust-provoking incidents where, you know, the hospital was giving the baby a medication that he didn't really need. The mother questioned them on it, and they said, yeah, well, he doesn't really need this. I don't know why I'm giving it to him. And then they said, we'd like to do heart surgery on him. The mother didn't feel comfortable with that, and so she said, I'd like to get a second opinion, and she took him out of the hospital without him having a proper discharge. And I'm sure the hospital, you know, didn't like that.
Yep. So then she's, Anna here is being quoted. The police showed up there. She's
rushed. She took him to the second hospital, a different hospital. Is that right?
To get a second opinion at Kaiser Permanente.
Okay.
So does that mean she took him directly there, or does that mean she took him out with the intent of going to Kaiser Permanente? I'm not sure.
It sounds like she did take him to the hospital, but I could be wrong on that. It's not really clear.
She says the police showed up there. Now, she's got the Russian accent, or the Russian way of speaking, so this is a quote, and you know, you can decipher for what it means for yourself. The police showed up there. They saw that the baby was fine. They told us that Sutter was telling them so much bad stuff that they thought the baby was dying in our arms. Medical records...
Sutter was the first hospital.
That's right.
Yeah.
Medical records from the doctor treating Sammy at Kaiser Permanente said that baby was clinically safe to go home with his parents.
Yeah.
The doctor added, I do not have a concern for the safety of this child at home with his parents. So police saw the report from the doctors and said, okay, guys, you have a good day. And they walked away, according to Anna. And I believe this.
Yeah.
Anna said the next day, police and Child Protective Services showed up on her doorstep. Alex Nikolaev, that's the husband there, said he met them outside with a short time after they arrived. I was pushed against the building, smacked down. I said, am I being placed under arrest? Imagine what this is like coming from a foreign country, just not knowing.
Scary as hell.
He smacked me down to the ground and yelled, I think I got the keys to the house, Alex said. The police let themselves inside. Wow. On a home video shot with a camera that Anna had set up herself, police can be seen entering her front door on Wednesday. I'm going to grab your baby and don't resist. Don't fight me, okay? A Sacramento police officer said in the video.
That's horrible.
And
I feel so sad for her.
I want everybody to imagine what this is like. Not everybody's been a young mother, but I think a lot of people can feel a lot of empathy for what this must be like for this lady. This is her child, and these police officers, strangers, that think that pieces of metal that they wear on the left-hand side of their uniform give them the power to take away people's children, are taking away her child. This is a woman who comes from a totalitarian regime, at least according to the United States' spin on things.
Yeah.
And if you can imagine what this must be like for her, it must be petrifying. So he says, okay, let go of your son. So I had to let him go. And he grabbed my arm so I couldn't take Sammy. And they took Sammy, and they just walked away. When News 10 spoke with police, they said, I love this. I love the bureaucratic runaround. They said, talk to CPS. CPS did not say much about the case just before 6 p.m. Thursday, Anna said the CPS social worker had told her the reason they took Sammy is because of severe neglect. However, the social worker...
She took him to two hospitals. That doesn't sound like she's neglecting him.
Yeah.
Whatever. They get to do whatever they want. The social worker didn't...
Didn't, of course, elaborate
on the neglect. They don't have to. Sutter Memorial was asked to comment on the story, but they said the hospital said the case was with CPS and law enforcement, and they didn't have a comment on the case.
And now we see the hospital here, Sutter, anyway, being part of the bureaucratic system.
Sure.
But they
don't have to respond either.
Right, yeah.
CPS says, "We can't say anything. There's a child involved." The police say, it's CPS's gig. Talk to them. Sutter says, whoa, talk to the cops. Talk to CPS.
Yeah.
Nobody has to give any kind of accountability to the public.
Right.
Now, this is, remember, the bullcrap that we, the people, are the government. This is, you'll be told this all the time.
Yeah.
But if you get no information, you can't be the government. If you're kept in the dark and fed crap, you're just mushrooms.
Yeah.
You're not the government.
That needs to be a promo.
Well, write it down.
Well, the other thing that we're told all the time is that, you know, the government is crucial and things like CPS are crucial because they're protecting the children. Who else would stand up for the rights of children if it were not for the government? And in this case, by all indications, according to this story, if we believe that this is true, they are harming this child.
Yeah, I don't know
harming
how many
the
times
whole family.
I don't know how many times out of 10 CPS harms the family instead of helping the family.
Yep.
I don't know the answer. You know, certainly there are situations where I believe a child is better off in a foster home than they are with the family, but I don't know. I mean, you hear so many stories about these foster homes, too.
Yeah.
Are they being taken out of the fire and thrown out of the pan and thrown into the fire? Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer. And it's difficult because the children, they want to generally want to be with their parents. But that doesn't make it the right place for them to be. So it's really a difficult situation. Now, if you want to say that the world can't function without CPS, consider that CPS probably doesn't exist in most countries. Most countries don't have the equivalent of CPS.
I don't know about that.
Most countries aren't as developed as the United States. There's 200 countries in the world. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I would be willing to bet that
CPS
the state takes away children in pretty much everywhere in the world.
CPS has only been in this country 40 years or so. I mean, it's a relatively new bureaucracy.
You're saying like third world countries wouldn't have CPS?
Just guessing.
Yeah, maybe third world. I don't know. Most of Europe, I imagine, has it.
I would imagine most of Europe, but that doesn't account for most countries.
Right, that's true.
So I don't know. It's difficult for me to look at this situation. I see kids in imagine kids in horrifying situations, and you certainly hear the stories, and some people seem wholly unqualified to have children, but they've got the parts, and I don't know what to do.
Yes, they do.
I don't know what to do about that. I don't have a good solution for that, but...
Well, this solution, to me, it's pretty apparent that this solution that we currently have isn't working. Would you agree with that?
This is a terrible situation.
It's a horror story.
Yeah, this is a horror story, and it happens.
It's not the only one.
It's not even close to the only one.
But
they show up all the time.
But isn't this the best system we have? I mean, out there.
I think there could be some more creative solutions. I mean, I'm not an expert on child welfare. I've chosen not to be a parent, but you know, I think that there are lots of people who could put their heads together and think of ways to solve this problem on a voluntary basis so that not everybody would have to pay for it and not everybody would have to give their moral support essentially to a system like this.
Sure.
Not everybody would have to risk having their kids taken unjustly from them.
Yeah. Well, how about holding people that take children from people unjustly responsible for their actions financially?
Yeah, but I think the answer that most people would come up with, at least in this country, would be, look, would be what I said. You know, okay, yeah, this is terrible. It's not a perfect system, but it's the best out there. And I think that's a terrible answer to give.
Right. Well, I mean,
lesser of two evils is still evil.
I've got skin cancer. It's not the worst cancer, but it's still cancer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
right.
It's not really, it doesn't say anything. You've got to be able to make a system better. You can't just look at something and say, oh, well, it's the best in the world.
How would you address the well-being of children in a free world? Let us know. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, and we're just starting off the final segment of tonight's program with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Now, if you want to get your calls in, there's still time for it. You can dial 855-450-FREE or call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype handle. And one more time, the phone number, 855-450-FREE. We've got a little bit of a lighter article to get into for the final segment of the show, but of course it's Free Talk Live, so you're welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind. And if you don't have time to call tonight, well, Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can check out our website, which is freetalklive.com, to get archives for free. They're all there for you, and we really appreciate it when you share with your friends. So, okay, Mark, tell me about this show prep that you've brought in. I don't want to give any of it away for you.
This is straight from the, well, that doesn't make any sense folder. according to Sheryl Sandberg, the author of Lean In, nothing is sexier, she says, than a man who wants to do his share of the housework. Or Naomi Wolf.
This is the
pay your fair share, Mark.
Sheryl Sandberg, this is the CEO of Facebook.
Facebook. And she's gotten, you know, a lot of acclaim for this book of hers.
Yeah,
when I've seen her speak, I find her to be a very motivating speaker, what she has to say.
Agreed.
Naomi Wolf, you're a fan?
I'm not sure. Yeah, some stuff. Okay. Not like a complete fan, but yeah.
She says research has shown that the most erotic thing a man can do for a woman is the dishes. And from, let's see, Sandberg says...
Really?
No wonder.
Is that the most... Yeah. Is that why I'm always doing the dishes?
Brian does the dishes in our household, and... Thank you, Brian.
there's another little fabulous little book called Porn for Women, produced by the Cambridge Women's Pornography Cooperative, which is full of images of hunky guys vacuuming, dusting, and cleaning the kitty litter.
Oh, gosh.
But according to the American Sociological Review, it casts doubt on the truth of these happy feminist ideals. Apparently, men doing female chores appear to have less, not more, sex.
What's a female chore?
They do not define this here necessarily, but I think that we can come generally, you know, we can hit this with a 90% accuracy most of the time.
Okay, so they're going with the stereotypical gender roles, so like female chores would be cooking and cleaning, male chores would be maintenance chores inside the house. Okay.
Male chores tend to be maintenance chores outside the house.
Okay.
And male chores tend to be fixes and repairs in both locations.
Okay.
And reaching tall things and killing bugs. couples in which men participate in more in housework typically done by women report having sex less frequently. The couples do. Similarly, couples in which men participate in more traditionally masculine tasks, such as yard work, paying the bills. Paying the bills. I had no idea that men did this.
I thought that was associated with the women. I mean, aren't there more female accountants than male?
I don't know.
CPAs, yeah. I mean, and even like in Japan, that's like culturally the deal, you know, that women handle the finances in the house.
I think that, well, for one, we're talking the United States, and right. Who controls the money does control, the purse strings does control the household.
Or she.
Right.
Yeah.
He being that the one. the generalization there. So, yeah, but whatever, auto maintenance. Apparently, those auto-fixing guys report higher sexual frequency than men who don't. Men in the study reported having sex. Get this. Women report having sex more often than men do. Men reported having sex an average of 5.2 times in a month prior to the survey, while women reported having sex 5.6 times on average. But both men and women in couples with more gender-traditional divisions of household labor reported having sex more often than those with more egalitarian divisions.
How much more often? I'm curious about that.
It doesn't say. I don't have that particular piece of information.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. What's the margin of error on the study? And it does kind of... I'm wondering why the men... ostensibly in a couple together, right? There's a male and a female, it's a hetero couple, and the man is reporting, yes, we had sex on average 5.2 times in a month. The woman is reporting 5.6. Why are they not on the same page about how often they're getting down?
I would say that to some extent it's perception. And
or memory or something.
Yeah, by the American Sociological Union or whatever appears to have this,
does it say how locked down. Does it say how large the sample size is?
No, I didn't know that you were going to ask me all these questions.
I'm curious. I mean, that's what I like to know about a study when I'm
trying to
decide if
it's true. It's a very long article with some really juicy pieces.
Okay.
I left out all the dry crap because I assume these people know what they're talking about or they wouldn't
be. Well, that's a big assumption. That's the thing.
Reporting it at Slate.com.
You know as well as I do, there are conflicting studies out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a study.
But I have never seen a study that says that men who do housework, it just to me seemed realistic, because that's what my life is like. My wife feels grateful when I do certain housework. And I admit, it's relatively rare that I do it. You know, I'll do the dishes like you do, Brian, but, I tend to know that she's going to feel grateful. Like, I almost do it as a barter system. And it works for us. Whatever. So... I kind of agree with Ms. Sanborn here when she says that the sexiest thing is a guy doing dishes.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, and I had heard studies before and never really, like, I can't really, like, reference a specific one, but, like, I remember hearing studies saying that men who participate in housework do have more sex.
Naomi Wolf certainly says that research has shown that the most erotic thing a man can do for a woman is the dishes.
Yeah, I guess the jury's out. I'm curious more about the methodology, but I'd be open to either one being true.
Well, we can. Anybody who wants to research the methodology can go to facebook.freetalklive.com because it will be there shortly in order to check it out. But that's the claim. Can you think of any reason why this would be true? Rather than trying to disprove it, the idea is to look at something and say, does that fit into my world?
Perhaps couples who are in more traditional gender roles also have more traditional expectations about how often they're going to have sex. I don't know. Or maybe there's an economic factor.
I was wondering, do women consider sex a chore? Unless they just add it to the list.
Oh, gosh.
Well, and there's, I suppose, the possibility that women who, although they like their idea of their guy doing the housework, find it... because of the sociological programming they've had, say, well, that's not manly enough, and I no longer find him attractive. Like, they turn him into...
That's probably what some people would like to read into this, yeah.
Yeah, I imagine.
That it's emasculating to do the dishes or something.
Well, I don't know whether it's emasculating or not. I'm not claiming that.
Okay.
I'm claiming that the perception may be that it has been emasculating. Because all that matters... for having sex is whether or not she's turned on. If she's turned on then by this activity, then it's fine. If she's not,
a man has to be turned on also?
I guess.
Or do you think they're always on?
You know,
I'm kind of always on.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that one. B.
We do have a call on the line, gentlemen. Let's see if we can squeeze this person in before the end of the show. Donnie in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening, guys.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, you're always talking about the CYS, and I am a product. I'm 60 years old now. Back in the 1960s, when they was formulating all the CYS stuff in the state of Pennsylvania, I am mm-hmm. a product of the foster child system back then.
Mm.
For over 4 years. Well, my family, basically my family, my older sisters and myself and my younger brothers, over a span of about 10 years, were involved in the foster programs in the state of Pennsylvania. And
So you were with a biological family, and then you were taken by CYS and placed with another family. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
And so was it a horror story, or were you one of the good stories?
Tell us about your experience.
Oh, it's definitely horror stories.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I've been working a journal here these past few years. I've been working on a journal and trying to establish maybe a criteria for me to publish something. But it was a horror story because we were placed different places. There was 9 children in our family. We were placed in different places, some with a end of the foster program of foster parents. And some of my other siblings were placed into a children's home. It was like a state-run, county-run homes for children, almost like orphanages.
Now, there was an orphanage in Pennsylvania, the Hershey House or something like that. Is that right?
Well, I'm not sure really. I know a little bit about that place.
Okay.
I really can't comment on it. I know that it's, I think his name was Milton Hershey. He tried to take care of, underprivileged children, and that was good. I think that was good. I don't know all the circumstances on that place, but
Donnie, you know what? I really appreciate you calling in to share your story, but we're out of time for the show tonight.
I'd love to hear more.
I'd love to hear more. Yeah. You can call back any night, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, or call next Sunday. You can talk to the three of us again. And thank you for the call tonight. It's been Free Talk Live. We're done. FreeTalkLive.com. See you tomorrow night.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.